Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Board Games Daily, your daily dose of tabletop gaming discussion on Anchor. Now welcome your hosts, Jeremiah Isley, Scott Firestone, and AJ Skifstad.
Hey everybody, it's AJ here. It's my turn to weigh in on the game night cage fight. And this week we're talking about Codenames versus Decrypto. And I've got my opinions on them. I've got one that I like better than the other, but it doesn't change the fact that I like both of them very much. Codenames is a great game. When I started playing that game, everybody was welcome to the table. Everybody from a gamer to a family member to even kids. And they could just really enter that game and understand it. Not so with Decrypto. Unfortunately, Decrypto has a harder learning curve. It's harder to understand. Wait a minute, how are we supposed to get their secret words? They know their secret words, and they're trying to guess their secret words, but we're also trying to guess their secret words. I'm not getting this. This is tricky. Well, it really isn't that tricky. It takes a little bit of time to learn, but once you do learn how to play Decrypto, once you understand it, in my opinion, it is a far superior game. It wins the game night, or the cage fight, hands down. I love Decrypto. I've had a blast playing this with my game group. We have not played it with family members or non-gamers that much. So I really don't know how that would go, but I do know that it would be a harder entry point for them. Codenames is great too, but I would rather play Decrypto any day of the week, given the choice. So stay tuned, because you're going to be finding out who actually wins the cage fight overall very soon. That's it.
Hey everybody, Firestone here with Board Games Daily, powered by Theology of Games. Today I'm giving my opinion on the game night cage fight, which was between Codenames and Decrypto. Now believe me, I've had tons and tons of fun with Codenames. I think it's an instant classic. It created so many of the great games that have come after it, like So Clover and Just One and Decrypto, for example. That kind of a small box party game. I've played Decrypto with so many people, so many different levels of gamers. My game group actually really enjoys Codenames Duet. It's kind of more of a challenge, I think. I don't know. Anyway, we love the game. I love that game. It's great. And this was certainly not this is an easy cage fight. But for me, the winner is Decrypto. I feel like there is more room for clever play with Decrypto. That's not to say there's not with Codenames. You can certainly come up with a clever clue that encompasses many of the words. But Decrypto, that level of trying to give your team information without giving the other team information is fun. And even a second layer of that is going down a couple of clues, sending the opposite team in one direction and knowing you're doing that, and then swinging around and going in a completely different direction for the same clue, for the same word, and your team knows what you're doing, and the other team, it just is such a big red herring, and it sends them spinning into infinity, and they can't figure it out. That kind of clever wordplay, I love that. It's so great. And just this idea of being able to steal things from the other team and thinking you know what the word is, or you're close, and they're doing the same thing to you. They're trying to throw you off, and there's just a great tension and fun, and I have enjoyed Decrypto so much. And there's so many words in it, we've hardly gotten through any of them. And I just feel like, yeah, if I'm going to play a game with my game group, it's probably going to be Decrypto, if we have enough time, because sometimes, admittedly, it can run long. But non-gamers, I'm probably going to bring out Codenames. So while my own personal preference is Decrypto, as to what comes out on any given game night, it depends on who I'm playing with. But for me, the winner, clearly, Decrypto. Jeremiah is going to announce the winner of the cage fight soon. Is it your favorite? Is it my favorite? Is it his favorite? Is it AJ's favorite? Find out. Bye.
Hey everyone, Jeremiah here, and it's time to reveal the winner of this week's game night cage fight. For those of you who didn't know, we do this every week. We put two, sometimes three, sometimes more games up against each other. Let you folks decide. The battle go crazy and raging and see who wins. This week we put up Decrypto versus Codenames, and I gotta tell you, I was very surprised, but the winner is Decrypto. We all love it here at Theology of Games. We all voted for it. Now listen, that doesn't mean that Codenames we don't think is a fun game, is a great game even. Codenames is great, I love it. But Decrypto wins it for us, and apparently for all of our listeners and social media followers as well, because it won quite handily in the battle for this week's Game Night Cage Fight. So there it is, Decrypto. Congratulations to Yellow Games, as they have won this week's Game Night Cage Fight. Here's what I need you to do. Did you like that dramatic pause? Here's what we need you to do. We need you to take the weekend off, put some ice on everything that you hurt in this cage fight, and come back next week. Let us know, well, I guess just let us know over the weekend which games should be in the cage fight for next week, so that we can have another amazing battle royale. It's just for fun, folks. So let us know what you think would be a fun matchup. We'll make that happen next week on Monday, but we're going to take the weekend off from cage fighting and enjoy some time playing games. So there it is. You can find us on X at Theology of Games, at Board Games Daily. Find us on Instagram at Theology of Games, on Facebook, theologyofgames@gmail.com is the email. There's lots of ways you can find us. We'd love to hear what you think, and thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this week's cage fight.
Thanks for joining us today. Board Games Daily is powered by TheologyOfGames.com. Don't forget to head over to TheologyOfGames.com to check out all we have to offer, including written reviews, our YouTube channel, and two other podcasts. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening, and go put a game on the table.